Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Deborah Bolanos, President of, and Deborah, my accent is not the greatest out there, so Sociedad Civica y Cultural Reforma. I am sure I butchered that, but I was close.
That's okay.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. And really, you are such an active champion in the region for Latin culture overall. And so I just wanted to start with, you know, maybe inviting you to share a little bit about why that's so important to you. And you do so much for Latin culture in the region. If you could share what motivates you there.
Well, you know, this goes back many, many years because of my mom. She was exactly the same. And got me involved, and she started with collecting Mexican costumes from all over the states of Mexico. And then what she would do with that is have special presentations or modeling or shows. And she would take me along, and that's how I got interested. And there were other events also. My parents were very active in the community. So that's how I grew up. And about, I would say, jumping forward to the dance school. She started in 1970 as a horseback riding group, and then she turned it into a dance school for girls to dance during the winter time since we couldn't horseback ride. And then from there, jumping forward to high school, I graduated from NOL. I went to Mexico City, studied with the Mexican Ballet, came back and took over the group. Next year, we'll be celebrating 55 years since we started. And then within those 55 years, about 19, 18 years ago, we started the Sociedad Cultural Civica La Reforma with my husband. And the reason why we felt that that needed to start that organization was not only to preserve the Mexican culture, but also to bring together all the Latin American countries, their history, their music, their art. And we felt that the region didn't have access to that. And they didn't. You would just see Mexico and maybe a little bit of Puerto Rico. So when I came up with that idea, I said, why don't we do something like this? And ever since then, it's grown. It's very popular. People like it. We get grants, and obviously we thank the South Shore Arts and the Indiana Arts Commission. They've helped us out for years to put this together, and we always have a full house. And we also, we give out surveys, and all of our surveys have always been positive, always. So I'm grateful for that, and that's one of the reasons why I felt that it was important to bring all the Latin American cultures to this region, to my community, and for people to understand it better, and mostly the youth. The youth, I work with them closely, and this is why you see me all over, and I'm very passionate about my work.
Yeah, you are. I can personally attest to that without a doubt. And I didn't realize your mom was the one that started the experiences overall. I mean, that really is a really neat history. So thank you for sharing that. Now, when it comes to the Night of Latin Culture celebration that you've got coming up, what can people see there? I mean, you really highlight all different aspects and mediums of art.
Yes. Well, what we start with, between 5 and 7, we have an art gallery, where we invite Latino artists, vendors, crafts that make their own items, and they either sell them or the artists showcase their art. That's between 5 and 7. We have a mariachi during that time, and then we invite, I usually like inviting young singers from the area that come and sing with the mariachi. They're dressed up in a traditional costume. Bishop Knoll, the girls' soccer team, every year has had their fundraising dinner in the cafeteria, where all that money that they raise goes directly to their uniforms and helps their team. Mm-hmm. So they've done that, and that takes place at the same time. And then at 7 p.m., the auditorium doors open, the show starts, and every year we have different Latin American countries that come out. They bring their music, their beautiful, colorful costumes and their traditions, and it's just something that I've learned so much myself through the years about all the Latin American countries. I mean, we haven't had them all presented, unfortunately, but that takes place from 7 to about 9:30, and we have an intermission where we also present scholarships because we have a golf outing and we raise money for scholarships for all youth, not just Latinos, all the youth of the region, whoever submits, and we have that. And so it's a fun night. And we throw out T-shirts that are designed by a local artist. And that's funded through the Foundations of East Chicago also. That's another grant that we get. So Yeah, we're up there. We like it. I love it. I mean, it's a fun night. And it, you know what? It's free. And it's free to the community.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. So I knew it's Saturday, October 5th, correct? You said doors open at 5 p.m. The show, the performances start at 7 p.m. It's right at Bishop Knoll. And you answered the question, which is it's free. There's no cost to tickets. People don't have to buy tickets in advance or anything like that.
No. And another thing is that someone mentioned it to me the other day, and I've already had said this to other people years ago. You know, a show like this in Chicago would cost you at least $100 to go see. Who has that kind of money to take their whole family to something like that in Chicago? The transportation, the expense, and the ticket cost. They can't. So that's why it was important for me to bring it to this region. And you know what? We get a lot of people from as far as Porter County that come in. We get people from the Chicagoland area and obviously people from all over Northwest Indiana. So we're very happy about that.
Well, Deborah, I wish you all just terrific success again with this evening. If any of the audience out there has an interest in Latin culture, Latin music, Latin dancing, Latin food, and just an evening of community, please come out on Saturday, October 5th, starting at 5 p.m. at Bishop Knoll. Deborah, thank you for joining us today on Eye on the Arts Radio. Thank you to all of you listening. We very much appreciate it. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. Deborah, thank you again.
Thank you for the invite.